I heard your share on the role of Goyim in Torah, which raised an issue that I have often tried to understand. There are really two related questions. How is it that the Torah is the divine truth given to mankind when the Torah was given in a small corner of the world, when the vast majority of the world couldn't have known about it? Indeed, there is probably still a majority of people in the world who know absolutely nothing about Torah, Judaism, and have maybe never heard of Jews at all. So what was the point of such a limited revelation? Secondly, the fact that the Torah prescribes seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach just compounds the question. How can the Torah expect Goyim to keep them if it is unlikely they will ever know about them? Anonymous from Israel. Okay, first of all, these seven mitzvahs were given first to Adam HaRishon and passed on by him orally to his progeny, and then they were renewed to Noach and passed on to the entire world orally through Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. They were repeated at Sinai, but their original the original world knew about them because they were handed down from the common source to the entire world, which was Noach. Now, the Ramban says that before the Torah was given, God sent prophets to all the nations of the world that existed at the time, and this is what it means that he offered them the Torah to see if they wanted the Torah. The Midrashim say that the nations of the world were aware that the Torah was being given. It was a tremendously cataclysmic occurrence. They heard thunder and lightning, and they knew that something was happening in the world. They came to Bilam to ask him, and Bilam told them that God is giving the Torah to the Jewish people. When the nations of the world didn't want to accept it, the Torah was given specifically to the Jewish people. However, after the Torah was given, we wrote the entire Torah, according to one opinion, in all 70 languages, or maybe a list of all the mitzvahs at least, that all the Goyim should be able to see it. These were put up before we entered Eretz Yisrael, as it says in the Torah in Parshas Kisavo. And the nations of the world know of the Torah. The Christians, the Muslims, have an idea about Torah, and the idol worshippers or whatever who chose to ignore the Torah and ignore the seven mitzvahs of Noach, these mitzvahs therefore were taken away from them to a certain degree, and they get punished if they go against them, but they only get rewarded as someone who is not responsible for these mitzvahs. Beyond that, most of the seven mitzvahs are rational mitzvahs, which a person is required to do even if the Torah had not given it, as some say that that's why the generation of the flood, even though it was before Noah, and according to some, the seven mitzvahs of Noah originated with Noah, not with Adam HaRishon. They weren't commanded yet, but the nations of the world were required to keep that which is rational, and stealing and immorality and murder are all part of this rational code of behavior for human beings.